All right, it's 7:31. The morning after is on Q105 for Denny's show today. Denny's off today. Tomorrow, there'll be a little bit of us. And then Friday as well, the morning after, we'll be here. We're awaiting our guest here at 7:31. We're usually on, by the way, it's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, and Philip Taylor. We're usually on Saturday mornings. We do 8 to 10. And then some other hours variously through the weekend. 8 to 10, you can get our podcast. You hit up the website, Q1055.com, Q1055.com for podcasts. There'll be podcasts from this show on the website later on this morning. And if you want to help out the toy effort, you know how this works. We're helping out the Marine Corps. You drop off a new, unwrapped, obviously unused toy. We'll also take some monetary donations as well. It's Operation Toy Drive, sponsored by Walt Churchill's. It will happen there on 12-1, December 1st. So next Friday, next to Mark Feldstein and Associates. And of course, you can get more on our website, Q1055.com. Is he here?
You want him now or later?
Now is good.
Okay.
Now is good.
That's my favorite candy. Well, it used to be my favorite candy.
Now and later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They're still there. They're still there.
Plenty. Play on
Paul,
words there.
I'm going to slide him on your microphone, okay, Paul? Okay.
I don't have candy that much anymore. I'm sorry.
We are just piling up dudes in the studio.
Usually I'm okay with that, but it's not doing much for me, so.
No Josh here today for you. I'm sorry.
Who's Josh?
He was here the first week to help us.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. We'll talk about that later.
Let me.
Hi.
Do you guys know him?
I don't.
Okay. Because everybody.
We met once.
Yeah.
Best of Toledo.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yes, sir.
Let me introduce to everyone and to you guys, Philip and D, a friend of mine. Yes, the F word. Ben Snyder, pastor and impresario of Cedar Creek Church.
Sure. I put that on my business card. That'd be great.
There you go. Ben, I was having coffee at Maddie and Bell.
Isn't it his job to be your friend?
Like, I would legit, say that's a hard pass. Like, that's a no.
How many people were you like, hey, that's our pastor? Dude, he gets along with no one.
I know a few.
Really?
There you go. Like, truth.
Don't
right
go
there.
To him unless you really got some God issues. He's tired of hearing it.
Well, he does know that I'm Jewish. So there's like a.
You're barely
there's,
Jewish. There's you're like light Jewish.
Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Light
so I'm having coffee
Jewish.
at Maddie's.
Diet Coke.
I'm having coffee at Maddie and Bella's over the summertime.
Yeah.
And you came up to me. And do you remember what you said, Ben?
Stop staring at me. You're making my family uncomfortable.
I said, you look familiar, I think.
Yes, that's what, and I'm like.
Look familiar, huh?
So Ben was a listener to the old show, which is now obviously sitting here, and we connected a bunch over the summertime, and he's been very helpful, and I consider Ben a friend now. I went to his service a couple of Saturdays ago, to which when I posted.
Did you get warm?
Why would I get? Oh, like toasty?
Yeah. Oh, my
like,
God.
Ben,
yeah, I think I'm the one that felt nervous. I'm like, oh, great, Eric's here. I got to deliver.
Yeah.
People
we
got to
really sell this.
People were asking, like, were you converting? I'm like, I'm loosely part of Judaism now, so I don't know if it's a full conversion. But no, it's just a very creative environment. Christmas services are coming up, right?
That's right.
What do we got?
We start on Friday, 5 and 7.
Okay.
Then we've got Saturday, 1, 3, 5, and 7. And since Christmas Eve is on a Sunday, really convenient for church, we've got 1, 3, 5, and 7 on Sunday.
Have you guys like mapped out like all the creative processes?
I was just in the creative meeting yesterday. Well, we are going to be, we have an amazing video department. You sat in some of our big creative stuff and offered some suggestions, which is pretty cool.
Time out 1 second. Remember Matt from Team Recovery?
Mm-hmm.
Cedar Creek did a video with Matt. What was that service about?
That was a good question. That was,
but it was moving, and I'm sure you had most of the audience
in
tears.
It was in September.
For that.
Oh yeah, we were talking about the theme was better, and you know, one of the things at our church is we think that Jesus, even if you don't believe in who Jesus says he is, can make life better and makes us better at life. And we were telling a little bit of his story for inspiration for mm-hmm. people who had been at a pretty low place mm-hmm. and began to take some steps towards in a better direction. So anyway. Yeah, our video team's going to be, we shot his video. It was super popular on our Facebook page, on social media. And but our video team is putting together what we could call like a short film along with our live musicians, which are pretty incredible. So our Christmas experience will play a little bit of TSO, but we have a handcrafted Christmas story and experience that lasts just about an hour and it's amazing.
Can I ask, like, how many departments do you have in your church? Like you said, like, I remember when I was like young, and this is dating myself, when you talked about the video department and the music department, of a church. It was all just one old lady who would run like a slideshow at first and then get on the piano and play like, Closer to Me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like, oh, Lord, Closer to Me.
Their operation runs more smoothly than any major corporation. It's something.
Yeah, Eric said in a couple, we'll have to have you over. You guys would be great. I think it's a fun environment to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Cedar Creek has 5 campuses. We just acquired an old church in Oregon. We want to put a 6th location there. And so we're in the process of finalizing plans for that. And so we have about, not quite 100 staff members. Wow. So it's a cool place. Wow.
I remember cool when church was just Jell-O. Like some old lady would bring Jell-O. At the end of service, you would have potluck, and everybody would bring a dish, and there was always Jell-O with like some fruit floating in it made by, once again, the head of our media department, Ethel.
Ethel O'Dale.
Yeah.
this wasn't that. They had like complimentary beverages at the service. Now, I did walk out past the box, but I am obviously a little financially strapped now, so.
Well, that's the point. I mean, I think that's one of the people are like, okay, I've got to go to church, and it's all about the money. One of our volunteers got a phone call the other day, and they were like, so how much does it cost to be a member there? we don't charge for membership.
$35.95 a month, ma'am.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to ask you to direct deposit that. That's going to be pulled out of your checking account once a month. But once again, you get access to all of God.
Right. And lots of delicious hot chocolate during the services.
Oh, it is delicious. For some people who are used to or prefer like a what you could consider high church or traditional church, mm-hmm. it's a little challenging because it's casual. You come in, you get a coffee or a soda, you sit down in comfortable seats, you watch a service, you participate a little.
And this is church?
Yeah. I know.
I was very comfortable.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Like, you're not suffering enough.
Like,
I get it.
There's supposed to be nothing torture. But like plank wood, like hard seats, then like musty hymnals.
I had a hard time. It took me like my 4th time being there to find where the crosses were in the auditorium.
Yeah, we
so
have
it's
them.
It's not like stuffed in your face. And like Ben said, it's very casual. There were people that went to that service that I went to a couple of Saturdays ago who made me look like I was dressed to be speaking up on stage.
That's right.
Sweatpants, welcome.
What?
It's,
how does God recognize you?
Oh, stop.
Jesus wasn't dressed real nice either. It's sandals and like a tunic.
I know, but that was the thing back then.
Gotcha. 7:39. All right, I have some Christmas fun for you, Ben. We can do a little music and then some Christmas movies.
Okay.
This is all here on The Morning After in for Denny's show in a couple of minutes. It's 7:39. Paul, you want to just walk around this way? I'm going to grab that microphone.
Go ahead,
all right, 7:39. More of The Morning After
push
for
button,
Denny
Paul.
On Q105 is next. Push that button.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. It's Black Friday every day at Jim.